Gen Zs will soon be the majority of the population, and they're going to be spearheading a lot of organizations, not right now, but like, you know, in the future. Yeah. And it's so important for organizations to really understand like how to connect with them, how to work with them, what they're like really passionate as well, because again, they will be the next business leaders. And you see now, like, there's a lot of stats and articles coming out from different forums and saying like, oh, explaining like the different is within this generation and things that they're really passionate about, one being diversity and inclusion, as well as sustainability. These are things that they want to find out where their employer stands and what their employer is, you know, how are they like, yeah, their voice in these areas.
Everyone has ambitions. To start their own business, to lose weight, to launch a podcast. But for most of us, those ambitions are still on the to-do list. We'll get round to them one day. But some people overcome procrastination. That thing you'd love to do, they knew the risks, but said screw it and just did it anyway. On the Screw It, Just Do It podcast, I'm on a mission to answer one simple question. How do you get to where you want to be? Joining me are inspirational entrepreneurs, sports stars, entertainers, and authors who took the leap. They became the people they wanted to be. They did what they always wanted to do. In this series of revealing, challenging, and often surprising conversations, they might just help you discover how to do it too.
Welcome to another episode of Screw It, Just Do It with me, Alex, and my very special guest today, Victoria Azabueke.
Yep.
Amazing. Who's the founder of the Us Group, an event forum that gives attendees the help to develop their skills and confidence and connect with recruiters. So Victoria grew up in a relatively underprivileged background and not having had many opportunities, which is why she started the Us Group. She's worked with over 3,000 young women across the UK and has partnered with organisations such as Google and the Mayor for London. Welcome.
Thank you. Really excited to be here. Really, really excited.
Absolute pleasure. So I always start off by asking my guests, Screw It, Just Do It moments in their life that took them from the path they were on to where they ultimately want to be. So for example, for you, I was going to say, was there a moment when you decided to quit your corporate job to pursue helping women through the Us Group, or are there moments before then that kind of set you on journey?
Oh, that's such a good question. Definitely. I think I've naturally always been someone that's like, you know, love building things outside of like, you know, my academic life or university, as well as when I was in the world of work. And I think there was just moments leading up to that when I was just not getting that fulfillment whilst climbing up the corporate ladder. And I think there's one day in particular with my last job in the world of work, corporate world, where I was having a conversation with my brother, and then he was literally, I had planned already maybe in 6 months time from that time to like leave my corporate job, and then he was just like, look, Victoria, like, I was speaking to God, I feel like you need to just quit. And I was like, yeah. And then the next day, so I was doing like 7 a.m. meetings with my CEO of the company just to like, you know, bounce ideas off for him. And the next day I like presented like my, almost like my business plan to him and just say like, look, I feel like it's time for me to like screw it and just do it and take that leap and like believe in myself. And he was like, do you know what? Like, and this is what also reassured me. He was like, this is a loss to our business, but like, I'm glad you're doing this for yourself. So amazing. That moment, yeah, that was November 2021. Yeah, like there was literally a one day in between. And I was just like, I have to do this. And I've never looked back.
So. It's cool. It's funny because what seems to happen to me a lot of the time is the people that I recruit for my business, and this goes back quite a few years with different businesses I've had, leave to start their own businesses.
Yeah.
And like part of you is like, oh, damn, losing somebody really good. But you can't begrudge someone doing that because they're just doing what you've done yourself, which is going to start a business. So you're like, you've got to applaud that.
Yeah.
You know.
And I feel like it's going to be interesting because I know in the future when I, you know, employ people and, you know, if they leave to start their own business, I will, you know, it's hard, like you mentioned, but I would prefer that than like anything else. So knowing that, like, you know, they also feel ready enough from leaving my organization to go into the world and do that is definitely something, yeah. It's hard, but I would salute them for.
And was there anything like stopping you from making that leap before? Had you thought about that many times?
That's such a good question. There was so many times. I would literally, you know, like, I was always complaining when I was, like, in the world of work. Because when I was in the corporate world, because I just felt like I wasn't building or doing things that, like, I should be doing at the time. And I think there were so many moments. Actually, there was the year before that. It was my mentor who first put the idea into my mind. She was like, Victoria, like, you've been building up the US program, well, the US group, then US program. Like, you should, like, take this full time and, like, see if you can, like, start a... I was bouncing off ideas and like maybe bring a recruitment arm, because I would see in my previous events the young women who would be attending would be getting like hired from my event, and she's like, maybe like take this full time and believe in yourself. So that was 2020 during the pandemic, and I was just like, it was just a whole new world for me. I've never seen someone who did that, like, close to me, who like quit to do something. It was always someone like distant online. So like, I wouldn't even understand, like, would that, like, how would I prepare myself financially? So that idea first came in 2020, but then I wasn't ready. I didn't understand. And I'm glad I took 1 year, like, to save a bit of money, to really think things through, and yeah, then do, like, screw it at the right time.
And do you think your mindset changed at the same time, or do you think you've always had the mindset, it just wasn't the right timing for you?
As in the mindset to quit.
Yeah.
So I was always going to, like, I knew eventually I would quit, because I was just like, this is the thing that kept popping in my head. And like, I did a YouTube video on this. I just felt like I'm not writing the story that I want for myself. Like, there's no adventure. There's no like, oh, hardship. Like, I was to read my Wikipedia page at that point, like, I wouldn't be excited about it. And I saw so many of my friends smashing it in the corporate world and killing it and loving it and, like, you know, progressing and fulfilled and happy. And I was just like, this is not for me. Like, this is not like what my race needs to look like. So yeah, I knew that the mindset was there, but it was timing. And like, when you don't see someone who's gone and did that before you, it can be sometimes difficult to know, like, what does that actually look like?
And how different do you think life could be if you hadn't made that decision?
Wow, you're asking like so many good questions.
Glad they're resonating.
So, you know, I sometimes just stop and think, like, wow, like, I'm really like doing, like, it's hard, like, we both know, like, building any business is difficult, but like, I would have stopped myself. Like, I now like feel like I can achieve and like do anything. I'm not saying that I didn't feel the same, like, particularly when I was in the world of like corporate world, but I just feel like now I'm limitless. I don't have no one to like stop me. I can go as far as I want my ideas to go, because I'm literally my own boss. So no one can like tell me, like, you know, you can't progress to do this, you can't do this. Like, I could, you know, leave this room and like take a flight to somewhere and like, you know, start something there. So I just feel like right now it's just, I just feel like, you know, just limitless to build, to see, to do really whatever I want to do.
Where does that come from then? I love that. Does that come from the upbringing you had, like from your parents, from your family, from your friends, or is that something that you've just developed?
Wow, that's really good. I think definitely like my mom and dad has always been like, you know, Dave like said, like, you can do whatever you want to do, right? But sometimes when you're in an environment, like, you haven't grown up with like a lot of resources and you struggle to see like clear examples, like, seeing is really believing, right? Hence why I hold these events and bring speakers in to show the young women I serve, like, that they can like do great stuff. But like, it can only go so far with like your initial circle if you don't see them in a position that you want. So what I started to do, right, especially when I quit my job, is I changed like my mentors. Like, my mentors before were like very much like in the corporate world, and then I changed it to actually people online who I saw who had built incredible things for themselves and started off for nothing. And I would like literally soak in and digest and like stalk them, research them, find any video I could on the internet to like understand, like, how do they think like this? Why, like, what has got them to this point? And then I think that's what's helped me, is seeing people like, you know, online who were just smashing it, who were killing it, who are reaching their full potential, and like studying them. Because again, I do really think seeing is believing, but then that helps you create your own path. And like, again, like, because I use social media a lot, on the days where I'm just like, I don't know, I look at someone, I'm just like, they're doing it. There could be someone else watching me So like I can do it as well.
And is that why, like with the, you can tell us a little bit more about the Us group and what you do and who you help, but is that why with some of the events you hold, like we were just talking about, you've just had Grace Beverly come and do that. Is that why you're trying to get somebody that people you work with, so like a lot of the young women you're working with have got, you know, somebody that they could, like you say, seeing is believing. They can physically see that person, they can hear that person, they can understand their story, and it makes it real to them and it makes it achievable to them.
Exactly. Like I completely agree. And sometimes you just need someone to like, who's done it, who's gone before you, to actually be like, look, they've done it, you can also do it as well. So that's why I try to bring people in from all different backgrounds, all different walks, as long as, you know, they are like a woman, like who can, you know, speak on, share their experiences and relate with the like young women I serve. Like, absolutely. Because sometimes you just need someone to be like, no, stop making that excuse. You can do it. And because I've done it. So if I've done it, and I'm no special than you, I'm no, you know, better than you, I always share, like I have, you know, even with myself, like I've got severe dyslexia. I haven't come from the wealthiest background. I'm really struggle with a lot of things, like, you know, so I always share that just to show that like you can do like really whatever you set your mind to, but it's a lot of work.
If you enjoy listening to podcasts and you feel inspired to start your own, you can get a copy of my free podcast launch checklist by going to podpreneur.co.uk/launch checklist. And if you'd like the hands-on help and support of myself and my team at my podcast agency, Podpreneur, we've been producing podcasts with purpose internationally since 2019. Just drop me a line about your podcast idea to alex@podpreneur.co.uk. But if you prefer to do it all yourself, but with my guidance, you can join the waitlist for my upcoming podcast academy by going to podpreneur.co.uk/academy.
And what was your experience then in school with your dyslexia? Did you look at that as another hurdle you had to overcome? Did it hold you back?
So basically, I didn't find out I had dyslexia until like university. So right. Like maybe 4 years ago. Before that, I've just naturally always been someone who like, I don't even know, like sometimes I think like why, but I get fulfillment in working hard. Like I really, like I enjoy it. So I've naturally, maybe I had developed so many coping mechanisms that I didn't really see, you know, that I did have like a learning difficulty. But like, yeah, I would just constantly, you know, if a grade came back to me, like, you know, I didn't do that great, I would just feel like, okay, let me work 5 times harder. But maybe I would just need some extra support. But I didn't see that until like when I hit university. And I think that's when I got diagnosed. And then I remember the day I found out and I cried so much. I was like, my life is ruined. Like no one's going to like take me seriously. Like this is the thoughts that was going on through my head. Like, yeah. I was just remembering, like I was thinking like, if I meet Michelle Obama, like one day she won't even like respect me. Can you imagine like how like silly that is to think? Like, but I realize now, like that is literally like, you know, an unfair advantage that I have, because, you know, growing up with not having a lot, having dyslexia, you have to be so resilient and you have to find coping mechanisms and you have to find different ways of doing it. And that's business. That's business and building anything. You have to, like, it's not for the faint-hearted. It's not something that you can, you know, you can give up on, or like you have to give it your all. And I tend to see people who are very resilient or like have had, you know, certain disadvantages, you know, those actually become advantages, and like support them on their like journey, business journey, like life journey, entrepreneurship journey.
Yeah, but I mean, building resilience is key. Funnily enough, one of the guests we've got coming in today, Jay Morton, who's on the Channel 4 Who Dares Wins, like SSES guys, coming in to talk about that. And I think, you know, in business and in life, you know, if you can build resilience, you can cope with whatever's thrown at you. You know, and tell us a little bit more then, and how do you, like, so some of those people that you're getting to speak at your events, I'm always interested, because I ran events for a number of years with Virgin Startup, Richard Branson's not-for-profit, so I'd be getting people to speak at events, again, to the audience who've been there, done it, and they can relay their experiences. What are your tactics for kind of reaching out to people and getting them to agree to speak?
Oh, that's a good question. I think definitely, it's always, like, I lead first with the brand I'm building. So like my own personal story, and as well as like the company I've built up. I think that's why like organizations tend to like to work with myself and like the work that I do, because like I take a different spin. Like I'm looking from the standpoint of like the next generation who are soon going to be taking up management positions in some organizations and like, you know, in like maybe 25 years from now, you know, be the next CEO. So what I tend to do is like lead with that and explain the cause, explain what we're doing, how we are like really supporting the next generation, you know, knowing that like essentially I'm offering like recruitment events, so hiring is happening. So you can literally come, not only inspire someone, but really play an integral part to the beginning of like, or the middle part of their early career journey. So I think all of that in essence with like who I am and what I stand for, like helps to get some really cool people through the doors to attend the event. And I also think it's just being like, I really think in business is just in everything with things, I'm like, it's just being a nice person. Like people actually want to be on the other line to you or make things work for you with you, or like, you know, like no one wants difficult people. And I think that's definitely one thing I've learned with like the clients I've worked with. Like, you know, if you're nice, you're good at what you do, you work hard, you value people's time, you like people make things happen.
Yeah. No, I agree. It goes a long way. And what age range of people do you work with then?
Really good question. So tend to like, so right from school leaver. So it could be anything from, I would say typically starting is like 18. We do sometimes have young, but it's 18. And then our biggest cohort demographic is probably like those between 21, 22, because they are like about to graduate from university. So looking for their first role. Then we do everything up to like 29/30. So we do have those, the two like, you know, polls, but like the average and like the medium is like definitely around the 21, 22 mark.
Okay, and how for our audience to understand, how does the US Group help people of that age, of that gender, etc.?
Great, good question. Like, how do we, what do we do? How do we work? So essentially, the US Group offers business recruitment events to basically support organizations who want to attract, promote, and retain great entry level talent. That's where we're really specialized at the moment, and we just offer a unique approach, knowing that like the world is changing. You know, Gen Zs will soon be the majority of the population, and they're going to be spearheading a lot of organizations, not right now, but like, you know, in the future. Yeah. And it's so important for organizations to really understand like how to connect with them, how to work with them, what they're like really passionate as well, because again, they will be the next business leaders. And you see now like there's a lot of stats and articles coming out from different forums and saying like, oh, explaining like the different within this generation and things that they're really passionate about, one being diversity and inclusion, as well as sustainability. These are things that they, before they, you know, they want to find out where their employer stands and what their employer is, you know, how are they like, yeah, their voice in these areas. So essentially we offer like, yeah, really bespoke and unique recruitment events, all making it again really attractive, fun in their eyes, but also at the same time having great hires join the organization. So it's like essentially like killing two birds with one stone. You make it fun, attractive. Then what they do is that they promote it against their socials. And then at the same time, you know, get great hires. And, you know, an organization would want to work with the US Group because they struggle to reach. We really focus on women from diverse backgrounds, and they would struggle to reach that demographic. Yeah. So they would want to, that's like my talent pool. Mm. So we host like events from anything from like 20 to all the way to like 200, like 100.
Physical and online, or
mainly physical now because we can.
Good.
Done
with all of that.
Yeah, done.
That's why we're here, isn't it?
Right, and people want that human connection now. We've like people, so like 100%. We stay away from like, we haven't done a physical. I mean, online, we do a lot of physical events and partnering with really great organizations, from Total Jobs, Steps, the Stepstone Group, all the way from like the engineering company, media brand, Google, we've worked with in the past, the Mayor for London team, all again supporting these great companies just find talent, retain talent, and have their brand essentially promoted and in front of these great talented women. And I just think it's a new approach to hiring and making your organization, you know, like really highlighting your essential like D&I initiatives, as well as like different things you stand for.
Yeah, no, I think it's really interesting because I've talked about this a number of times over the years, but, you know, interviewing everybody from, say, a founded $1 billion businesses like Rowena Bird from Lush, Ray Kelvin from Ted Baker, right through to like Huel, you know, more up and coming companies. They all, the CEOs, the founders, all say that the hardest thing in building a business is hiring the right people. And then the second hardest thing is retaining the right people. So yeah. It's really interesting that I've got you here to talk about.
Yeah, definitely. And I think retention, again, like, you know, retention, if your organization is representing the, you know, the individuals within it, you know, it's, that's another great way to retain. I think it's like, there's a stat on like 88%. If like a company is very, you know, promotes their D&I initiatives or just like promotes inclusivity, like staff morale and retention is like 88% higher. So it's just you know, the return on investment, even though it's intangible, like it's really, it's non-negotiable essentially.
Something I noticed that I want to ask you about, like on your LinkedIn, he's got like 30 experiences on there. When you look at them, because this is one of my things that I say to my girls who are like teenagers, I'm like, yes, look at somebody's CV and look at, you know, what they've achieved. But more than that, look at the things that they've done that other people haven't done. Like, we've all got the same time. We've all got 24 hours in a day. We've all got 7 days in a week. But you've managed to like work with a lot of people in a very short period of time. Was that a plan or has that just evolved?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I think never a plan. It's just like, I think when you grow up and you don't have a lot of resources and you're not spending a lot of your time maybe like on summer vacations or like, you know, you have to keep yourself busy. So naturally I was like super, and like when there was like loads of funding within like youth work and so on, I was so involved in my community. Like we went to youth clubs, you know, I would try to volunteer. And I think that just spearheaded like the movement for me to just like, where can I get involved? What can I learn? What can I do? Like literally started like with my sisters, like a cake store, like when I was like 10. And I did that consistently for 4 years from like 8:30 every week to like 1:30 every Saturday. And it's things like that that just teach you indirectly like skills and, you know, and then from that you get the confidence to go out and apply for another opportunity, and then you find someone or meet someone there that tells you, hey, have you applied for that? Have you seen that? Then you learn more. So then it just like, you just end up like getting more and more opportunities. But I do need to update my LinkedIn. Like I realize like my LinkedIn, like I just post on like us group opportunities and then like go off and I can't even remember what it looks like. So yeah, definitely.
No, it just caught my eye because like whenever I look into hire someone, I always look at the other things they've done that the competition doesn't do.
There's a lot.
It's like, what have you gone out of your way to do to improve yourself as a person to make you more hireable or to give yourself the skills that you need to start a business, for example, as well. So I just found that really interesting. I literally just kind of thought, wow, that's a lot for how old, you know, you are. So finish up with then, how about if somebody is listening to this and they are aged, say, 18 to mid-20s and they haven't had the opportunities maybe that other people have had through education, through the background, and they're interested in what you got to say, what should they do?
Great. I think there's a few things that I would say. That first of all, it's definitely a mindset thing. First and foremost, like you have to, you know, self-development and just working on your mindset is the first thing, because if the opportunity does come, you have to understand that like you deserve that opportunity first and foremost. And people may say, oh my gosh, this sounds so cliche, but the things that sometimes are cliche are like the most practical pieces of advice, because I've seen before great people who, you know, I would ask them like, oh, this is such a cool opportunity, but I don't think I deserve it. I don't know, like what if I bow, if I apply and I fail? So it's understanding, right? You have to work on your mindset, and a practical way of doing that is applying for things and forgetting whatever the result is, right? Apply, attend, learn, fail, and keep on going, because that's what is going to give you that resilience and that understanding first and foremost. So yeah, keep on applying to things. And if you're not sure where to apply, you know, you can use platforms such as LinkedIn, you like Guardian Jobs. You can even just type in, I used to do this all the time, opportunities for young women in London or wherever you're based on Google. I honestly think, you know, use Instagram hashtags, use TikTok, things to do in London hashtag. Like I honestly think like when you want something, there are ways to get it. So be creative, you know, in your approach, but like understand that like if you do get an opportunity, and especially for us ladies, because sometimes we feel like we have to hit, you know, the stats show we need to hit everything before we apply to an opportunity, but it's understanding like, no, like you can still apply and you can still put yourself forward and learn, and you never know your results. Just a quick story, like I remember like 2 years ago, there was this really cool opportunity I wanted to apply for, and I found it through reading an article on Forbes, and then I looked at who the author was and then found her on LinkedIn, and then found she was like, had like some program, and she was based in the States, and I was just like, the opportunity for women for what was for women in the States, and I was just like, I'm still gonna apply, like I just put like Atlanta address. Like, that's why I want to recreate it. I'll put something in there. And I did tell them like, I'm not from the US, but I'm willing to commit. And they accepted me. So you just never know with anything. Like you have to just, that's why I said it's a mindset thing of like not being afraid to fail and putting yourself out there. And just instead of seeing it as like, oh, I need to get this. It's more so of like, I want to learn from this experience. I want to learn like maybe how to apply properly, how to, you know, be okay with like maybe failing and things are not going that well. And you get better and better essentially.
Sound advice. And I agree. It all starts with mindset.
Yes.
And again, not being afraid to fail, because it's just learning at the end of the day.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like the best. I think that's the best thing to end on. Yeah.
Likewise. Well, look, Victoria, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you
for joining us today. Much appreciated.
Really good. Thank you, guys.
If you've enjoyed listening to this episode, can I encourage you to follow the show by clicking the plus button in the top right-hand corner of your screen if you're listening by Apple Podcasts, or the follow button on Spotify and other platforms. It means you'll be the first to be notified whenever a new episode goes live. Did you know that nearly half of podcast listeners find a show through searching online? So if you've gotten any value at all, please share this episode with one or more of your friends and make it easy for them to find a podcast you think they'll enjoy. If you'd like to join the Screw It, Just Do It community, go to podpreneur.co.uk/get in touch, sign up to our weekly newsletter and free resources. That's podpreneur.co.uk/get-in-touch. That's podpreneur.co.uk/get-in-touch.